You've got it tuned to listener-powered KEXP. That was local band Posse. Tonight, they're going to play at Numo's with Springtime Carnivore. And the band we've got live in studio today are good friends, the Dodos. Welcome back, I should say.
Thank you.
Greetings.
So great to see you. And you have a brand new album, Individ, just came out in January. You're going to be playing songs from that today?
Yes, only.
Okay, great. Well, take it away. It's the Dodos live on KEXP.
I should have known you'd get
That sounded amazing. It's the Dodos live here in the KEXP studios. The new album, Individ, out on Polyvinyl Records. Tonight they're playing at Numo's. And you ready for another song?
Yes.
Live here in the KEXP studios, Competition from the new album Individ. And Merrick and Logan, it's so great always to have you live in studio. Thank you so much for coming in today.
It's our pleasure.
We were reminiscing a little earlier about the many visits you've had to KEXP. You've been in studio numerous times here, but also we've had you live at remote locations, the Doug Fir in Portland. You maybe didn't even know we had you live on the air in Chicago, once from Pitchfork Music Festival, and you played one of our mural concerts, the Free Summer Concert Series. So that's a lot of great music from you, but you're celebrating 10 years as a band together. That's crazy.
I don't think of it as a celebration, but I guess so, yeah.
I think your listeners think of it as a celebration. But that's a lot of music together, a lot of records, a lot of touring, and how are you guys feeling these days?
Pretty darn good.
Yeah?
Yeah. This tour's been pretty amazing, actually. I don't know, I feel like if I stop and think about all the records we've done and all the music and all the touring, then maybe I'll have an anxiety attack, but it's important just to look forward and keep going, I guess.
Well, the great thing, is you're not always doing the same thing. I mean, you have a very distinctive sound, the Dodos does, and the songs are pretty recognizable to fans, I think. But I feel like there's variety in your records. And I was curious to read, and I'm not sure if this is true, that you actually recorded Individ right after Carrier. And I was curious if that was true. And if so, I mean, like, really, with no break, just as part of one big recording session?
Well, there was a little bit of a break, just about a month. But we finished Carrier and we were, like, really excited to be, like, recording. And we just wanted to get back in there as soon as possible. So we sort of booked the time without having the songs. So a month later, we were back in the studio. And we actually did it with Ian Pollici, who's in the control room right now. He's mashing all the buttons that make all the sounds that we're not producing in here. I feel like that's important to let the listeners know. him and his brother and us, we finished Carrier and we were just like, this is so much fun. Like, I don't want to stop doing it.
I feel like there's a different feel to both albums. So I'm guessing they weren't necessarily songs from the Carrier sessions that you then thought, we have a lot of songs left. Let's go ahead and make our next album. Did you write those then in studio, or was that month just like hunker down?
I mean, yeah, there was nothing left over. Going into the studio, we really didn't. We had like a few song ideas. There were some sort of like, there was stuff, but not real songs. So going into there, we kind of wanted it to be that way, just to allow the opportunity for whatever happens.
Well, I'm guessing that no one was actually waiting for an album at that point, because you hadn't even toured or released Carrier. So that must have been a little bit invigorating.
Totally. You've nailed it. Like, that was our little plan to sort of like sidestep the usual weird pressure, weird like, oh, what did, you know, what should we do compared to our last record sort of thinking. It was just like a vacuum of 6 months where Carrier wasn't even out, so it's like, well, we don't even know what the last thing we did is and how it's received and what, you know, how it exists in the world. So yeah, it was just a chance to like work without even that being part of the process.
That sounds kind of fun. Like, usually if you go in studio, you have songs ready and you kind of know what the record's going to sound like, but it sounds like it kind of was an adventure and a mystery. There's a ton of energy on Individ, and you mentioned that you finished Carrier and you felt like you just hit your stride. And I'm not sure if that's where that energy came from. You were all just stoked to be working together, but there's a lot of energy on that record. You nailed it, Gerald.
I have nothing to add to that. I mean, it was a lot of fun doing it. I think like that's maybe what you're hearing.
You have just played that song Competition, and I absolutely love the video from that. I think people need to, as soon as this in studio is over, go watch it. But I mean, you guys are dancing on that, and I mean, not just shaking your booty like having a house party, but can you tell me a little bit how that came to be? It's pretty impressive.
It was a long process. It was from like the conception of the idea, you know, at first we were going to have somebody else dance in the video, because I wanted to have like dance accompany the song. That was like that was the first part of it. And then as it went on and sort of just, yeah, we just ended up being like, well, we should just do it. And then we found someone. I ended up agreeing to it in a really weakened mental state. And we got committed to doing the video and that we were going to be in it. So then from there, we got a choreographer, and I don't know, it's hard to describe. There's so many, like, it was like 3 months of training. I had to go change my diet.
It's beautifully done. I mean, and beautifully shot, and I highly recommend that folks check it out. You're playing tonight at Numo's with Springtime Carnivore and Posse, and you've got some more songs for us?
Yes, ma'am.
It's the Dodos.
Is this all that you are? still be the way you wish? And oh, could it still be the way you wish? And oh, could it still be the way?
Live in the KEXP studios with the Dodos, playing songs from the new album Indivin, and they've got time for one more tonight. You can catch them at Numo's. They're playing with local band Posse and Springtime Carnivore.
Oh, a picture.
A lot of power in that new record from the Dodos. Thank you both so much for coming in today. It's great to see you.
Thanks a lot for
having us. Good to be here.
You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.